We've got a long way to go in training camp. We've got a lot of things to get installed, a lot of things to get better at. But the effort has been consistent every day. And, you know, that's what Dan talks about every meeting that we have. You know, it starts with effort, and I think our guys are giving it to us. So for the first day in pads, I thought the effort was great.
How's it been working with the new receivers on the field now that you're on the field and in pads?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's really good. You know, we got some new guys, some different guys, you know, that it's, you can get the work in OTAs. You know, I think we did a great job with that. But until you put the pads on and you start going against live defenses and you start playing at you know, legitimate speed, you know, that's when you really get better. And I think our guys have picked it up really quick. I think we've adjusted to each other really well. And, you know, I look forward to the challenge of the next couple of weeks of getting on the same page so that we hit the ground running when the season starts.
Yeah, DQ said when you put the pads on, it kind of separates the men from the boys. When you, how much different? I mean, how can you explain the difference between pads and no pads and just the activity out there? I mean, is it night and day?
Well, it's real football, you know, and you know, this game is a physical game. When the pads go on, you know, the physical nature of people, you know, shows up. And so, you know, anytime you put it on for the first time, things are a little bit rusty, those kind of things. And, you know, but this is what it's all about. This is real football.
How will that zone blocking give you more time in the pocket so that you can get your connections with your receivers?
Yeah, I think anytime you run the football, obviously, and you can run it effectively, you know, it slows down pass rush. And so that's the goal for us. It's to be balanced offense and to be able to get that run game going. And I think Kyle has a great scheme in terms of the zone blocking scheme. And so, you know, we got to rep it. We got to get better at it. And we all got to get on the same page, you know, all 11 of us on offense. And once we do that, I think it'll help.
Matt, how important is it for one of these running backs to really step up, though, when the season starts and to give you all the running game that you need?
Well, I think it's important for all of them to step up. You know, I think, you know, it's about 53 guys on our roster pulling their weight, no matter what position it is. And I think all of our guys in that backfield have done a great job of, you know, trying to learn this offense as fast as they can and competing to get playing time. And, you know, the more competition we have at that position, the better off we're going to be. But, you know, you guys know as well as I do, in this league, it takes a group at that spot. And I think we've got the right guys to do it.
It's only been 3 days. We know we're going to get out of Julio and Roddy, but has there been one player out there that's kind of caught your attention that's not on anybody's radar but should be?
No, you know, I think there's a lot of guys. You know, you talk about that wide receiver position. Justin Hardy's done a great job coming in as a rookie. He's smart football player. Obviously, you know, he had a ton of catches in college, I think, is the record holder. So he knows how to get open. He understands offensive football, so he's done a great job. Leonard Hankerson, you know, coming off an injury and coming in and just – he's a humble guy that's working really, really hard. And, you know, he's a guy that's made plays in this league. So those two guys have done a great job.
Matt, can you talk about just meshing your style with Kyle Shanahan's style and the things that he's done with different quarterbacks and you being such a strong pocket passer?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Kyle's kind of been a chameleon. Kind of everywhere he's gone, he's had different guys to play with. And I think he's shown, you know, that he'll kind of adjust to whatever personnel they have. And so, you know, I think it's been great. You know, he's really, really bright, you know, is really, really smart, has great ideas, is open to kind of trying to do some things that I like. And I think the combination of the two has been really good.
Knowing Roddy as well, you do it at 33/34, what's he got left?
Just got a lot left. You know, there's one thing that, you know, I know, you know, more so than anything else, Roddy White's probably one of the most ferocious competitors that I've been around. And, you know, he loves playing. And when you have guys like that, you know, you can't discount them anytime. I mean, he just shows up, knows how to compete, isn't scared to make plays, and isn't scared to go in there and mix it up. And you know, he's the best.